Oh my God, zombies are attacking the Oscars. Oh wait, that's Goldie Hawn. And that says enough about the Twitter.
Oh!
Hello.
Hello, Auntie Vera.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Hello, Auntie Vera. This is Alan in South Carolina.
Hi, Alan.
Yes, I do live right up the street from the fat one. Anyway, I was just saying, hey, I didn't have a real reason to call, but I was listening to your show and happened to have my phone on my desk.
Oh, good.
I thought I'd give you a call.
Thank you.
Hope you're having a good day. Bye-bye.
Oh, that was it? Wow, that was short and sweet, Alan. But you know what? I appreciate it so much, and I thank you so much for calling me, and I'm so deeply, deeply sorry that you live so close to it, because the smell must just be horrible.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Wow, that was short and sweet.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 370 of the BFO for Monday, the 6th of July, 2009. Coming up on today's show, Big Fatty has got him a list here. We're going to talk about some television programs, and we're going to talk about, that's right, batshit crazy governor in Alaska. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. I can assure you Big Fatty is going to be in a shitty mood because, you know, we're working those 10-hour days. And I know y'all are all looking forward to the fact that we have only got... How many more weeks of this shit have we got? We've got 5 more weeks of this. And so 6 weeks from today, Big Fatty... we'll be back to an 8-hour day, and I'm sure I'll be bitching about that, too. But anyway, y'all, I hope you had a great Independence Day weekend. Even those of you who are not in the Americas, I hope you had a good weekend also. And y'all, Big Fatty did not do a fucking thing. I did not go out Thursday night, I did not go out Friday night, and I did not go out Saturday night. So, it was like, I was just a big fat blob all weekend long. Just a big fat blob. So, anyway, but I did watch the fireworks on the HD TV. On the PBS, and then I switched it over to the NBC, and then briefly over to the CBS, but y'all, they were not broadcasting in the high definition on the CBS, and I was very disappointed in that. Something else, I'm going to talk about television programs, and I know that some of you do not like it when Big Fatty talks about the television programs, so I'm just going to have to go down into the Fat Cave, and that reminds me of something else. I'll tell you about that once I get down there.
Another groovy day in Gotham City, and everything seems just right in our teeming metropolis. But there's a new face in the crowd.
Big Fat.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
We're in luck. He's at home.
Big Fatty Online. The Fat Cave. Oh, Lord. Ruined. Crickets. Fat Cave, B-I-G, F-A-T-T-Y, there's
nothing really more horrifying than Big Fatty online.
That is correct. And y'all, I've got a bitch. Y'all, I have suggested that y'all all watch the Eli Stone and the Samantha Who. And y'all, I am so pissed at ABC for canceling both of those shows. Both of them. Because, y'all, Eli Stone is just the best drama. And it's a quirky drama, okay? It's a quirky drama. But, y'all, it is the best show. Ah! And they've canceled it, and so we're catching, you know, the last of the unbroadcast shows. Oh, here this summer, and at 10 o'clock on a Saturday night. Well, you know, well, of course nobody's gonna watch that big party, and that's what I say. So you know, there's no way in hell it's gonna be saved. But anyway. It's just such a good show, and if it ever comes out on the CD, not the CD, what are those things called? The DVD, get it, because you will absolutely love it. Love it. Now, y'all, let me look at my list here. Oh, there. Now, you know that on Thursday night, the Big Brother premieres, and y'all, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to ask you, like I ask you to watch the Wipeout, the Big Balls. I'm going to ask you to watch The Big Brother, too, because, y'all, it is just a train wreck. Absolute train wreck. Now, I told you about the Menzies that were going to be in the Big Brother house last week. And, y'all, I'm sure they are all in the house by now. And, you know, last week I mentioned that there was a place filler thing or something like that. They were, there's somebody else that's going to be in there too, Big Friday. And y'all, there's chitter chat on the intertubes about, who the other person is going to be. And, I'm trying to pull up the damn article here. Fuck, that's not it. All right, let me see. But y'all, there is rumor that they are going to bring back, one of the people from previous seasons, and this is not it either. Oh Lord! All right, where the fuck is that? But anyway, Sheila is one of them that they think they're gonna bring back. And another one is, here it is right here. Who is the mystery house guest? Although not confirmed, there's a lot of speculation that the mystery player will be a former house guest. The evidence is pointing towards it either being Sheila, who lasted 77 days in Big Brother 9. Y'all, she was the one that was the year that they were paired up with their soulmate or whatever. I mean, perhaps the soulmate was in Argentina or something. But Sheila was paired up with that Adam, who was just gross, and they really hit it off. She was the older woman, and Adam won it that year. Or Jessica from Big Brother 8, and y'all, I don't really remember her, but I don't really care to remember her. And the other one was Brian from Big Brother 10, who lasted a whole whopping 9 days last year. Y'all, he was the one that, he good-looking man. But he thought he was in charge, and he was playing a Dr. Will and all this kind of stuff in the house, and he got his ass handed to him. And y'all, those three have just kind of disappeared. And Steven, who is the gay cowboy, he is pissed. He was on last year. Was it last year? Yeah, I think so. But anyway, he's pissed they didn't ask him. And he's very pissed that they are bringing back the gay one in the house this year is the stereotypical gay. You know, ow! You know, but who knows? But there is evidence that it's going to be Brian that is going to be the mystery house guest, because somebody was looking at their at the HTTP code. And y'all, I don't know what the fuck that is, but I think it has something to do with the computer. And the placeholder for the little emoticon, which I'll remind you again, this is not to help you if you've got the Hershey squirts, the emodium con. But the placeholder was said that it was, where is it here now? Where is it, Big Freddy? It had Brian's name in there. And then it's gone back and been changed to mystery person or unknown or something like that. So, anyway, that's, but evidently this Sheila and Jessica and Brian have gone into seclusion. So they're evidently the final three that are being considered for this. But y'all, all of that debuts on Thursday night, and they went into the house this weekend. I don't know what day, but they always have to go in ahead of time so that they'll have something to fucking show on Thursday night. And y'all, they are going to do it on the Showtime again, the Showtime After Dark. So, and they're doing that that 24-hour stream thing too. So if you're interested in those kind of things, go over to the Big Brother and check it out, the live feeds, that was it. And y'all, evidently there's a coupon over there to get the live feeds for 25% off. Who knew? Who knew? But y'all, there's another show that is coming on in early August, and it's called, wait a minute, what is it called? There Goes the Neighborhood. And y'all, it is about these several families that are going to be shut off from the rest of the neighborhood, and they're not going to know what's going on and all this kind of stuff, and they're just going to have to deal with it. You know, so it's kind of like Big Brother Neighborhood or something like that. But There Goes the Neighborhood. And, you know, that's what they said when Archer moved into his townhouse. Oh, dear Gussie. But, y'all, the other thing that was very interesting this weekend in the news, well, first of all, that Al Frankenstein got the Senate okayed, or so, you know what I'm trying to say. He was okayed to go in the Senate. So, but there, of course, they are on holiday right now. So, you know, he can't do anything yet until they come back from the holiday. But anyway, the Minnesotans finally, is it Minnesota? Yeah, I think so. They finally have two senators, or they will when they come back from the holiday. But y'all, batshit crazy. And y'all, speaking of batshit crazy, this reminds me that I want to go over here. Because y'all, I have been calling him out, Tim in Alaska. And anyway, where is Tim in Alaska's... thing. Tim in Alaska. Here it is right here. Dearest Big Fatty, oh Lord, you've called me out three times in the past week. Well, mentioned my name anyway. So I figured I better get off my fat ass and send you some e-love. Yes, I'm still alive, although I'm soliciting for lower spine vertebrae donations. Y'all, who knew that that you could solicit for lower spine vertebrae? And if I happen to run across any extra vertebrae after releasing gentleman callers from the sling, please keep him in mind, he says. I could probably use about three, but would settle for less. Yes, we're still stuck with that cunt Sarah Palin up here, but I understand you South Kakalakians might have an opening for a governor coming up soon. I think you would be safe from future scandals, not only... can she not see Argentina from her house, but I doubt she could find it on the map either. Hell, you could tattoo a map on her forehead and she'd still have trouble. Thanks so much for brightening up my regularly changing, fattening breakfast of choice every morning. Fuck Cheerios, they make me burp. 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 Tim in Alaska. Well, y'all, as you may have heard, Tim, and you know, Tim mentions that Sarah Palin and his, and I don't have vertebrae for his back, but I've gotten rid of a pain in his ass, or soon to be getting rid of a pain in his ass, because that Sarah Palin, on Friday the 3rd of July, decides to announce that she is, I quit. I do not want to be the governor. It is a lame duck. Well, you know, y'all, who would elect her as the president? You know, oh, I've already served 18 months. I quit. No, I'm not going to be a lame duck. No, I'd just be taking money from people. Y'all, she's batshit crazy. But y'all, at least Tim in Alaska only had, you know, y'all, I bet you there's a countdown clock in his house. I bet his back feels better already just knowing that she's leaving. So, anyway, y'all, Big Fatty did not really need to go to the Publix today, but y'all, the coupon was burning a hole in my pocket, so I had to go see what it was. So I only spent $12.36, but I saved $8.79. So y'all, that's maybe the best percentage-wise Big Fatty has done. Y'all, I bought some hamburger buns that have the poppy seeds on them. I hope there's no drug test this week, because, you know, I will have the opium in my body from the poppy seeds. And y'all, I bought all kinds of stuff that none of it was good for me. The coupon was for the Publix Dorita chips. Not Dorita chips. What are those called? They're called, oh, they're right here. Tortilla chips. That's what they're called. the tortilla chips, got them for a penny, y'all. Just a penny. Which, you know, I'll take them into the office and, you know, everybody can eat on those. It's better than taking the fucking apple juice in. Y'all, I've succumbed also to the Publix advertising, because they've got an ad running right now of the big Publix tractor trailer truck with the ice cream painted on the side of it. And there's music playing like the ice cream truck. Y'all, I heard an ice cream truck outside my window. Oh, here at the Fat Cave on, was it Saturday? Friday or Saturday, I don't remember. There's been so many fucking Saturdays this weekend, it's ridiculous. But, y'all, they used to sell drugs out of those things, but I think they're back to selling ice cream out of them now. But, what was I saying about that? Oh, so they were talking about, you know, this big 18-wheeler's pulling up and they're playing the ice cream music and everybody's following it, and whenever he stops, they all get out and go, "Ah, I want the ice cream!" And but the ice cream that they're advertising is the Moose Tracks, which is chocolate ice cream with swirls of chocolate fudge in it and chocolate peanut butter cups. And y'all, I had to buy some today because it was on sale. How much was it? It was on sale. Where is it? Publix ice cream. It was two for $5, but I only bought one of them. And I saved $1.49 on that. But, oh, dear Gussie. But, y'all, it's good. And I bought ice cream cones because it's just something. I've had this hankering for an ice cream all weekend long. I don't know what it was, but I bought ice cream cones, so that way it felt like I was kind of going to the ice cream parlor. And, y'all, it was good. I just had it a few minutes ago, and I may have to go and touch myself inappropriately or have another one. Y'all, don't forget, the Big Balls is coming up on Wednesday. The Big Brother is coming up on Thursday. There's lots to be looking for in your TiVo this week. And also, remember, Big Fatty is heading over to Atlanta to see the Hats. And, y'all, that trip is going to be a long one. It is not going to be something that can be said.
Wow, that was short and sweet.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.